Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Carl Staton. Carl's the Chief Information Officer of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo.
Thank you. Carl, you mentioned a little earlier that NOAA has its own research group. Can you tell us a little bit about what they do and how technology plays into that?
NOAA Research provides the underpinning science for the various activities within NOAA. They have research in the science that supports our operational forecasting. They do research for development of new observing systems in terms of the sensors that we use to measure particular parameters and how are those parameters best used within the activities of NOAA. They have technology research in looking at various technologies, some advanced computing technologies, for example. And in many of those areas, they are also a catalyst for getting what we call the transition of the technology from a research environment into our operations. And they play an important role in that activity as well. And again, as NOAA, as a science agency, the research is very important to sustain what we do and to continue to make progress and improve the services that NOAA provides.
When you were describing the mission of NOAA and the different activities that NOAA dealt with, I was curious about how you measure the success or the performance of NOAA in these activities.
NOAA is a performance-based organization, and we are continuing to improve upon that. NOAA is developing a new strategic plan, which reflects NOAA's basis in performance. It has a great number of performance measures within that plan. Going to the bottom of the activities, as we develop our initiatives, particularly our IT initiatives, those initiatives need to have the business case. They need to have their performance plans and performance measures. And those performance measures need to link up to the NOAA level. And that's the challenge that we're facing in the organization. The NOAA CIOs have a lead role in stepping up to that challenge. Because it is, in many cases, difficult to take the performance measure of an IT, a computer system, and link it to a broad NOAA level performance measure. But that's the challenge, and you know, we are doing that.
Another issue that's very prominent these days is Homeland Security. Can you talk a little bit about NOAA's role in Homeland Security?
As I mentioned earlier, NOAA's Homeland Security activities are in our office. And our primary responsibilities are things internal to NOAA's Homeland Security, our continuity of operations, et cetera. Another facet of that is the NOAA capabilities that are available for Homeland Security incidences, making sure that those capabilities are available to the country when they're needed. For example, the NOAA satellites are an important component for our Homeland Security. Some of the services that NOAA provides are important to our Homeland Security, you know, weather forecasting, aerosol dispersion. We have modeling for hazmat-type activities, which has a Homeland Security component in it. We need to make sure that those capabilities are available to the country if they're needed. And so we are involved with ensuring that those things are available.
Overall, how has new and emerging technology changed the way NOAA does business?
I think new and emerging technologies, this may sound a little strange, have not really changed the way NOAA does its business, because NOAA has been conducting its business, you know, in a integrated dependency and expectation of using new technologies. So we really haven't changed. We've always looked toward new technologies, examined new technologies, and where they've been applicable, we have used them. So it really hasn't changed the way that we do our business. And again, as I said, NOAA is a science and a technology-based organization.
What are the next challenges on the horizon for the agency and IT in particular?
So many things. But I'm going to go back to our previous discussion and say that I think the next challenges are in developing our performance measures. We will continue to have challenges to use the taxpayers' dollars most effectively and to improve services that NOAA provides. An integral part of this is continuing expanding our performance measures. I think we've been a leader in that. The National Weather Service has been recognized as an agency that manages by its performance measures, and we need to continue to do that across the organization. So in that regard, I think the challenge for NOAA is sort of in the management end of things of the IT and in the development of these performance measures.
You've described an organization that has a very skilled workforce, tremendously technical in nature. So I'm curious, are you worried about everybody retiring like the wave is supposed to, or shortages of these type skills?
That is a concern. There is a large number of NOAA employees who are eligible to retire in the next 5 years. And so in our NOAA strategic plan, the managing of human capital, which is, of course, a president management agenda item, is a key component. And succession planning and the developing of new leaders is an important aspect of our program. So we recognize that, and we are addressing it.
As you look out, what's your vision for the NOAA CIO office over the next 5 to 10 years?
I think the office needs to be the cornerstone of service for NOAA's IT infrastructure, particularly IT management and IT security. We need to be an essential part of the NOAA management structure and process, which we are today. We need to continue to do that. Combining these things will make NOAA synonymous with good technology to our customers. Our customers will look at us and say, NOAA is using good technology. And I see my office as being a change agent, if you will, for that within the organization.
And I guess our last question is, you've had a long and distinguished career in government. I'm curious, what advice would you give to, say, a young person interested in possibly a career in public service?
I'd say go for the gusto. Public service is one of the most rewarding careers going, in my opinion. I got into public service really based on my father, who was a career federal employee. And he clearly walked the talk, if you will, when it came to public service. And he was a tremendous inspiration to me. It is a very satisfying career. If you're a young person already in the federal workplace, some things to suggest that kind of helped me in my career is look for and use a mentor. It's really one of the best tools that you can have. You should plan to move around, gain new skills. It is very important, even within the federal government today, to have multiple skill sets so that you can move around. And don't listen to the naysayers regarding public service. It's really one of the best things going today. And if you're in there, very good. I wish you all the best of luck. If you're not, I really hope you would consider a career and hopefully a career in NOAA. And if you want to look for those opportunities, again, www.noaa.gov.
Carl, I'm afraid we're out of time. That's a good ending point. You want to say the website one more time?
That's www.noaa.gov.
Tom and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Carl.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Carl Staten. Carl's the Chief Information Officer at NOAA. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, this is www.businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.
How has Baltimore City's STAT program improved the performance of its city government? A recent endowment report entitled The Baltimore City STAT Program, Performance and Accountability by Lineal Henderson discusses the city STAT program. This program was designed to increase the performance of Baltimore city government by requiring agencies to generate data on key performance and human resource indicators, which is then reviewed by the mayor's staff every 2 weeks. The report presents the history of CityStat and how Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley implemented the program within the Baltimore City government. Henderson presents case studies of how Baltimore's Department of Housing and Community Development and Department of Health are using CityStat to improve management and accountability within those two departments. The report concludes that the program is a highly successful innovation in the management of city government, particularly as it integrates accountability for resources generated from federal, state, and local government. The report also contains recommendations on how CityStat process can be improved and simplified for broader public use. For a copy of this report and other endowment reports, visit our website at www.businessofgovernment.org or call us at 703-741-1077.